This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hey, hey, it's Gary and Chelsea from KMFM Breakfast with episode 8 of our podcast, Superstars, Psychics and Spuds.
Now that is intriguing. We have covered a lot over the last couple of weeks. Sometimes I forget. And then when we're at podcast time, it's like, really? Did we do it? Are you sure that was... I thought it might have been a dream, but we have covered a lot of ground.
A lot of ground.
So a lot to catch up with if you've missed anything. FOMO, you might have heard of FOMO. We've moved on from FOMO. FOSSY, that's the new thing, FOSSY. Doesn't make sense to you right now, don't worry, it will.
And I was quite proud of you because you unlocked superstar status.
Yeah,
and
I think,
honestly, very modest about it as well.
Well, I try to be, but it led us into other people's superstar stuff that we found out across the whole of the county. And what a marvellous, marvellous set of listeners we have. Keep listening, you'll find out more about that.
And we put a positive twist on Blue Monday. We love to have a positive attitude. And we found out what your favourite thing was that was blue.
Yeah, of course. Good Blue Monday. Why wouldn't we do that? We've talked bad habits, scary twists, weird gestures. It's all coming up for you in this packed episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast here at KMFM. It's episode 8, entitled
Superstars, Psychics and Spuds.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
FOMO has become FOSSY.
FOMO. All right, okay, so FOMO is fear of missing out.
Correct.
So that's when you go, definitely, I've got to go. Or if you don't go, you go, I should have gone. Look at all those pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, which is the worst.
So you go with it because you're afraid not to.
Well, FOMO is no longer a thing, apparently.
Oh, good. That's good because I think it's too much pressure.
Instead, people have got FOSSY, which is fear of saying yes.
Oh, that's the opposite. Is that the opposite? My head won't even work it out.
I quite like it.
I do quite like that as well.
Apparently, it's because of like the cost of living, January blues, post-COVID. Also, people are just like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to say yes to that.
They've got fear of saying yes.
Fear of saying yes.
So does that mean they're saying no? Or does it mean they're saying yes and they're just afraid all the time?
I feel like they might be saying... Oh, good question.
Maybe it's a bit of both.
They're sat on the fence. They don't know whether to say yes or not. And it got me thinking, what are you scared of saying yes to? Or what don't you like saying yes to?
Well, see, the good thing is that sometimes you can get out of stuff. You don't have to say yes. There's ways. It's like, oh, okay, it would be LMTTMW. That's the new thing, which is when someone asks you about something, you say, let me talk to my wife.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
A lot of people, I'm sure, listen to us and put us up there on pedestals as stars, as people to look up to because of our fabulous achievements in radio. But I'm afraid that you're going to have to build a higher podium for me, everyone, because what an achievement in the Wilson household yesterday. Me and the kids were playing Mario Kart on our Wii. Our Wii's still going.
It's still going.
It's 20 years old. We're still cracking on with it. It's perfection. Anyway, Mario Kart's the game we play.
Yeah.
We've been playing. We got a bit annoyed because sometimes when someone throws a banana at you and you feel it was a bit unfair, you know, you're suddenly like, I don't want to play anymore. And so the kids were like, I don't want to play anymore. Turn it off. So just about to turn it off. And a little screen came up and it said, congratulations, you have played Mario Kart Wii 1,800 times. You have now unlocked this new car.
Well,
was like, woohoo, it's me, Mario. I was so happy, right? So I ran up, the kids had gone to bed. I was like, wake up, kids, come down here, look at this. And they came down and we were like, wow, we've opened a new cart. And we all played another game in the new cart that we'd opened up. It was a wonderful thing.
How is the new cart?
Oh, it's good. It looks like a fish and it's got like little fins that it flaps. I mean, it's amazing.
Wow.
And I'm just wondering, has anyone out there, because I don't want it all to be about me.
No, you're very modest.
Has anyone had such mighty achievement recently?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Our own Chelsea Little. smashed a jar of peanut butter. Not smashed, but smashed through it. Ate it all in one go. Come on, we're celebrating your unusual achievements, Kent. What have you got?
Shout out to Paul in Ashford, who once bet with his then 15-year-old daughter that she couldn't eat 13 croissants in a row. Turns out she could, but she was rather unwell. But my favourite thing is he ended the comment with, still proud of her.
Oh.
13.
What have you done today to make you feel real proud? Hello to Jenny, who says, I was Volkswagen Lady Van Driver of the Year.
Wow, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know you could get Lady Vans. I thought all vans were... Wow.
Shout out to Lorna, who can fit a whole prawn cracker in her mouth without breaking it.
Oh, that's marvellous. And hello, Stacey in Maidstone. Ate a whole massive 15-person family-sized chocolate gâteau to myself. Whilst heavily pregnant, though, everyone.
Okay.
It was a short-lived achievement, she says. I won't give you any more details than that. I don't think we need them.
No.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
We are talking about phrases. Phrases you would quite happily never hear again. Phrases you want to put in the bin. Phrases you want to ban.
Shout out to Brian in Dover. He said, basically, I don't understand why basically some people basically have to say basically at the start of basically every sentence. Basically.
hello to Jeff. He hates hearing the phrase, Jeff, it's your round. Love, Jeff.
I feel you, Jeff. Shout out to Sue, who hates when everyone starts every sentence with so.
So.
My dad has a passionate hatred for that.
Oh, really?
So.
But it's kind of like, sets you up. You know something's coming.
Yeah, it's a filler.
Yeah, I like it. Vicky Wells hates hearing the phrase, Mum, can I have money to buy Prime, please?
The dreaded phrase right now.
So skint.
And hello, Paul in Sandwich, who hates, do you know where I'm coming from?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Blue Monday.
Oh, yeah, but no, we're not having it. We're not having it for Blue Monday.
Absolutely not.
We're saying blue, right? It's weather. They say dark mornings. Run out of money. All these things, but that blue. No, let's look at the positive blue things. The positive, good blue. What's good and blue? That's all we need to know. We're going to turn this whole thing round.
Dean Heathfield has said, come on.
Come on. Gillingham. Gillingham. Yes,
what a great
of course.
Blue thing.
Great blue
Love
thing.
It.
And they had a great result at the weekend. So up the Jills.
Up the Jills. And Rebecca Manning from Thanet said, Bluey from Bluey and Bingo. Well,
whoa.
Fun fact, we got to meet Bluey.
We danced with them and everything.
And a little boogie, high five.
We should put up that picture for Blue Monday because that would cheer everyone up.
Oh, it would. It'd make their day.
Bluey and Bingo was there as well.
Dream
they were
team.
All there. It was a great. I felt like we could be a great foursome together. Blue things that are good. Let's see. Ashley in Margate. What's blue and what's good?
Dory from Nemo. You can't get better than her. She is just so cool.
What a great shout. What in particular do you love about her?
Oh, she's just so positive. She's just constantly going. Keep on swimming. It doesn't matter what happens. Just keep going.
Yes, keep swimming.
Always positive.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
That works on every level of positivity.
I love that. She's like Absolutely. The ultimate Blue Monday fish, isn't she?
I tell you what. If this she was, a, if this so was a competition, you'd have won. But it isn't.
Oh, so you, thank so you. So
you,
I get?
You haven't. So, you know, nothing. But love and respect.
You're full of positivity too.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah. We've got, oh, come on. Let's just have a big hug together. Let's meet
I
up.
Love this.
Come on.
Oh.
We'll all wear blue clothes. That's what we'll do. Have a lovely day today.
And you. Thank you. Bye.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Blue Monday. The weather's rubbish, dark. Run out of money, feeling a bit down. We've all got the colds that have been going around. No.
We're reclaiming it.
Blue, a positive thing. Let's talk about good blue things. What's good and blue? For instance, just been reminded as I just had my breakfast, packet of crisps. I know. I'm sorry. It's not healthy, I know.
A figment of health.
But they're blue. And it's salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar, the best crisps.
It
and
is
they're
an
in
elite
a blue pack.
Flavor.
Don't start atting me. There's ones in green. We all know that green is not the correct colour for salt and vinegar crisps. We all know that should be cheese and onion. All right? we all know. Blue is the colour.
This is the way.
This is the
Shout
way.
Shout out to Kelly in Chatham, who said her favourite blue thing is her daughter's friend, Blue Ellie.
Oh.
Don't worry, she's not blue. She has two friends called Ellie, so we call one Blue Ellie as her mum drops her off at school in a blue car.
Blue Ellie! That is adorbs!
And shout out to Mike in Sittingbourne, who said Mr. Bump. Such an underappreciated Mr. Men.
No, not at all. I think Mr. Bump is way up there.
I love Mr. Men.
I think, along with Mr. Tickle, I think he's got a shout out being number one.
Mr. Bump's the king of the Mr. Men.
I think so.
Who'd have thought? And shout out to Candy, who said Stitch, obviously, as in lulaw.
As in, pardon me?
Lulaw.
You're right.
Oh, Hannah Man's family. It's the quote.
No, it was excellent. It was excellent. Nurse.
Gary and Chelsea, KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
We waste 26 days a year. 26 days of wasted time. It's just lost. That's almost a month.
Like standing around waiting for stuff
queuing,
to happen.
Waiting for things to load.
Traffic lights.
Awful.
You finishing sentence.
But you know who doesn't waste time?
You just moved on. It was the right thing to do.
My granddad.
Your granddad doesn't waste time.
Bernard does not waste time. Not Bernard.
Shout out. But can I call him Bernie?
You can call him Bernie if you like. Or Bern for
sure. Bern. All right, Bern.
Is an absolute legend. So whilst the kettle boils, you know, one of the typical things that we
waiting
do that wastes
for
time, this man does press-ups. He's 79 years old and he does press-ups.
Go on, Bernie!
So
we
now
just
he's like jacked
and gives you 10.
Super Bernard, watch out.
Well done. That is do you know what? That has inspired me.
Inspiring.
Yeah, it really has inspired me. I'm going to do more Bernard stuff like that.
Are you going to do press-ups when you make coffee?
No, I am just going to have a cup of tea, though.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Unusual things that your brain has just got stored in the back.
Useless, you know, absolutely useless to you. Hello to Linda, who can remember a song they learnt in French. She can remember it word for word. She's no idea what she's singing, though. I know what you mean. It's like, I remember this one we had. Sous le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse, sous le pont d'Avignon.
Well, it's quite catchy.
Tout en rond. No, I think that
no
was
idea.
It. It's something like that. No idea what that's about.
That's lovely.
Yeah, me and Linda.
Shout out to Justine, who remembers barcodes for cucumbers from when she was a checkout girl 20 years ago.
Sounds like a really bad sort of appeal, doesn't it? What do we want? Barcodes for cucumbers. When do we want it?
Now!
Hello, Lisa in Maidstone can remember every word of the Fresh Prince theme tune.
Wow.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised in
my
days. Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
A shout out to Louise, who remembers how to play the recorder from school days. It really set me up for life.
It's a really big help, isn't it?
Hot cross buns, we all know it.
Oh, hot cross buns.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And where do potatoes grow, Gary?
All over the place.
But specifically, what do they grow in on?
The ground?
Correct!
All right, okay,
gold star for you. Don't doubt yourself.
No, well, I just thought you meant, like, are we talking a place in Kent that I need to know about that's, like, anyway,
no,
the ground.
I'm talking
Hooray.
About, shockingly, 1 in 20 Gen Zs think potatoes grow on trees.
Wow. Imagine a big, imagine, I mean, it's
it would
bad
fall
enough.
Over.
You remember when an acorn fell on my head and it really hurt? And that's a little acorn. Can you imagine a big jacket potato coming down on you?
Taken out by a Maris Piper.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
It's time to play our new game, Curry Psychic. And here is the Curry Psychic, Gary Wilson. Hi, everyone. Hi. I'm on a bit of a roll. I guess that Darren from Folkestone, like Madras curry, have all the curries. I guess that you would go for a Saag.
Yes.
Now, let's see if I can keep the ball rolling here, because as our first proper contestant to play Curry Psychic, we've got Jess in Ashford. Let's give a bit of a background to you. So I've got a bit of an idea, something to work on, Jess. Jess, what hobbies have you got?
I'm not really a hobby person, actually. I just kind of like a bit of downtime after work with the family.
Right, yeah.
I don't really get stuck into anything.
No, okay. How would your friends describe you, do you think?
I'd think funny and easy to get along with.
Funny and easy to get along with.
These are good descriptors.
These are all great clues for my curry psychic abilities. This is all great. Okay, let me just have a little think about this. Now, I'm going to say there's definitely some spice to you. There's definitely some spice to you. But you're more than spice. So I'm gonna count out some of the hotter things. I'm gonna count out Vindaloo. I'm gonna count out Fall. Because I'm gonna say you've got layers of subtlety going on. I'm gonna say Dansack.
Bold choice.
I'm a plain Jane. I'm a
Korma
girl.
I knew she'd be a Korma. It's consistent. It's simple. It's a winner for everyone.
What are you saying? She's simple? This is why I didn't go for it, because I didn't want to cast aspersions.
Everyone loves a Korma.
Oh,
so
man.
Oh, I don't want to break your streak. Don't have to play it, Gary. Go on, carry on with
your
streak.
No, you've ruined it. You've ruined it. I'm going to have to think of something else now. Simon Cowell was probably sat right by the phone. He's put it down now. He's put it down. He's not even going to call.
It's game over.
Thanks for nothing. Have a great day. All right. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Hello. If you're not feeling very alert this morning, didn't sleep very well, didn't get off to sleep well, well, here's some advice, which is surprisingly thrilling, and that is to watch a thriller. New research says you watch a thriller and you'd think it would keep you a bit hyped up and you'd be like, oh, I can't go to bed now. But apparently you have like this peak of hormones, of stress hormones, because you're like, oh!
The adrenaline.
But then obviously that, I guess that just plunges and then you're like, it's tired me out, that. And I can kind of understand that. So if you were watching something that was kind of relaxing, maybe a documentary, something like that, a bit thoughtful.
Yeah.
No, you need to give yourself a good old woo before bed.
You just scare yourself to death and then you'll have a nice snooze.
And you'll have a lovely sleep.
To be fair, I'm on board with this.
Oh, really?
When I was studying, obviously, like, I wouldn't sleep very well because I'd be stressing about exams and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to watch Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, that is horrible.
With the Bennett lady that would just hang down.
Oh, Bennett lady.
Sleep soundly. Hunky-dory.
Really?
Frozen Planet, up for hours.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
An hour of gossip, at least, every day.
A day.
That's what we all have. We all have that much gossip. Part of that is on socials as well. But so it's not just in the office while you wait for the kettle to boil and stuff like that.
To be fair, I'd like to say that's surprising, but it's really not, because the length of voice notes my friend sent me. My friend sent me a 21-minute voice note yesterday.
No!
That's a TED Talk.
That's a podcast. She needs to monetize her business.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This story, a guy from London who's gone viral, got himself a bit of fame because he buys more Quavers in his particular branch of a supermarket than anyone else. So we thought, hang on, why is London having all the fun? Let's bring it on. It is Kent's Shopping Champions Awards. So what have you bought more of in your local shop than anyone else? Let's have a look at some of our award winners so far. Over to Chelsea Little. Chelsea Little.
And the winner of the frozen goods category
Yes, this is really hotly contested.
Becky in Folkestone, who is number one purchaser of Frollies.
Oh, well
done.
What
an achievement.
Oh, well done, Becky.
Well done, Becky.
Well done, Becky. It's a great day.
Then we've got Best Original Sweet Eater.
Yes, yes.
Which is Lucy in Gillingham, who's number one buyer of Haribo Big Strobs.
The Big Strobs, the big ones. It's a big award for a big eater of Big Strobs. Great, thank you. Thank you for coming. Go and take your seat back at the table. Brad Pitt's over there with you. Okay.
And then what an achievement for Best Throwback Purchase.
Oh.
This was a heated one. Winner is Chris in Tunbridge Wells, who is number one purchaser of Dandelion and Burdock.
Oh, marvellous, marvellous. But Chris, if I could just get you to move out of the spotlight here, please. Thank you, because we've got to make way for Maria. Maria, tell us what award you're winning.
I am the number one buyer of potato and leek soup.
Bravo! Bravo,
what
Maria!
What an achievement!
Bravo.
I love this.
How good is this? How good is that?
And who's bestowed this accolade upon you, Maria?
Sainsbury's in Ashford.
You're a celebrity.
I know.
Wow.
I know. Do you know what? I've never actually won anything before in my life. This is amazing.
This is incredible. Is there anyone you want to thank for this magnificent achievement this morning, Maria?
Well, of course, Sainsbury's. Probably my husband, because he is the person who eats leek soup. So it would be him.
He's
a great supporter.
He's the man behind the star. What's his name?
His name's Matt.
The music is swelling. It's time for us to make way for the next champion. But there, as she leaves the stage, Maria, everybody, with her potato leek.
Thank you.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Now it's time, though, to celebrate you, the people of Kent, as we always do. This is what this show is about. It's about you. It's your show here at KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea. It just so happens our names are on the jingle. That's all. today, we are celebrating the food champions of Kent. Yes, those people who, it turns out, have bought more of something than anyone else at their local shop. So
exciting.
In our next category, we have food aimed at children.
And the winner is...
Yes.
Chris in Tunbridge Wells, who is the number one buyer of Alpha Bites.
Incredible. And now our next award, best supporting soft drink.
And the winner is... Sarah in Herne Bay, who is number one buyer of Fentimans Rose Lemonade.
Someone's doing well. Best shopping in a foreign language, our next award.
And the winner is... Loretta in Maidstone, number one buyer of JS Cubetti di Pancetta.
Wow, incredible. Which is going to be out on Channel 4. Black and white it is. It comes with subtitles. best adapted milk flavouring, our next award.
And the winner is... Sue in Ashford, who is the number one buyer of Crusher Strawberry Milkshake.
And finally, in our honorary mention section.
And the winner is... Becky in Ashford, who is number two buyer of Go Cats Crunchy and Tender.
Okay, Becky, come back to us when you're number one.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I thought of you when you were talking about earlier on the fact that men tend to take over bathrooms and make them worse.
They do.
If you have to share them. So you're just going to put lots of girly things everywhere. No surface left for some stinky shower gel. No space left for a wet towel left on the floor, etc. So I'm just wondering what you think about this. Here's the scenario.
Okay. I'm already nervous.
There's a new guy in your life.
Yeah.
Great. Everything great. I mean, they're funny, generous, kind, witty.
Oh, look at this.
All the things you would want in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's going fabulously. And he's like, okay, babe, I'm just going to get ready for work. And he gets his jeans off the floor, puts them on.
Yeah.
Heads off. And then he does that 14 more times during the next month. He wears his jeans.
The same pair of jeans.
15 times. The average bloke wears his jeans 15 times. Before their monthly wash.
No!
I'm just getting a bit of feedback. I was going to ask you for your feedback, but I think the clutching of your head that obviously people
Boys,
can't see. Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, you're pretty, but oh my goodness, your habits are awful.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
No wonder I'm single.
Oh, no. Well, not another thing.
I'm going for it today.
You really are.
Apparently everything gives me the ick these days. This is a giggly ick, but it's still a strong ick. So prepare yourself for what I'm about to tell you, because it will just make you all.
Okay, right.
So when you meet someone on a dating app, you don't know if you're going to be catfished. That's kind of like the element of thrill, I guess, that you get from it.
Are they going to look or
like
even be
pictures?
That person that's the picture? Yeah, right.
So you normally pick a public space to meet.
Right.
And hope that they look like what they're meant to look like. So when you see them, you can spot who they are.
Right, yeah. It does help, I suppose.
But because of this horrifically cringy gesture has emerged.
Right.
Where you go up to someone. So I went on a date the other day and the guy's waiting outside the tube. And I went up to him and he does this awkward, like, seal high five wave that's like a, you're right, hi.
It's me.
It's me.
And I think that's you.
And
like a little half wave.
Oh, it's like awkward and the hand is so stiff. Like, it just hurts my soul. It burns me on the inside. I just want to turn around and be like, do you know what? Don't bother. I'm good.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Talking about gestures. People do gestures. I'm afraid to say some of them just make you cringe. What? And you're not really enjoy very much at all.
Hello, Kath, who said people blowing kisses at the camera or screen. Ah!
I don't mind that.
It's quite cute.
I think it's quite, that's all right.
Yeah, that doesn't offend me too much.
Louise says, talking of kisses, when someone kisses their teeth, it usually means that's going to cost you.
That's costy.
Ella, mate, do you mind looking at, have a look at the boiler. As a look at the boiler. Oh, no.
Oh, that's the gesture of dread. That's means it costs money.
Cancel a holiday, babe. Sell the car.
Hello to Michelle. Oh, I do this. The peace out gesture.
I love peace out.
I do it ironically when things go wrong. If you do a peace and a pal, it's like, my life is on fire.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.